So I'm Noah King, just a short 14-year-old kid. And I'm giving a message on angels. So this is Angels Untangled. So I just wanted to first touch on a poll done by the Barna Research Group in 2000 reflected that 81% of adults polled believe that angels exist and influence people's lives. However, today we're going to look at what many actually believe about angels in contrast to what the Bible teaches. Paul says in Hebrews 13:2, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." So today, we're going to cover the basis of angels. We're going to cover several types of angels. And what is angels' purpose? We're going to cover myths about angels. There's a lot of those. And who is the angel of Yahweh? So there are three main types of angels: the seraphim, the cherubim, and the archangel. So what do we know about the seraphim? We know they are mentioned in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. They serve a special purpose for Yahweh, and they have six wings. Isaiah 6:2. "Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly." So the cherubim, what do we know about them? The Bible mentions cherubim more than 60 times. Golden images of cherubs are integrated into the design of the Ark of the Covenant, Exodus 25:22. The first mention of cherubs is found in Genesis 3:24. "So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, in a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." Psalm 18 mentions that Yahweh rode upon a cherub, and we read in Ezekiel 1, 5 through 10 of their likeness. So there's a picture of cherubim. Ezekiel 1, 5 through 10. "Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings, on their four sides, and they four had their faces on their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side. They four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle." So here's a picture of the Ark of the Covenant, a classic image. "And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat. For between the two cherubims, which are upon the Ark of the Testimony, of all things, which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel." And that's from Exodus 25:22. So some might ask, why are there angels on top of the Ark of the Covenant? And because we are not commanded to make any graven images. And you can find that in Exodus 24. Based on scripture in Revelation 11:19, we see that it's quite likely that real cherubim sit on the Ark of the Covenant in heaven. Because everything in heaven is a replica of earth. Or everything on earth is a replica of heaven. Revelation 11:19. "And the temple of Elohim was opened in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail." So the archangel. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16 we read, "For the master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of Elohim." Only two of them, Michael and Gabriel, are mentioned in the Bible by name. Michael, an archangel, cast Satan out of heaven. Here we read of that. Revelation 12:7-9. "And there was a war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon. And the dragon warred in his angels, and they prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to earth, and his angels were cast down with him." So what is the purpose of angels? There's three main things that they do. They are messengers, They are protectors, and they are worshipers. So messengers. From Webster's, we see the definition of messengers. One who bears a message or does an errand. And in Luke 1:26-33, we read, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from Elohim unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. Yahweh is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what matter of salutation should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with Elohim. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Yahshua. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest. And Yahweh Elohim shall give unto him the throne of the father of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. In his kingdom there shall be no end." And there we see that's a very important message by a very important messenger. So angels were also protectors. In Daniel 6:22, we read, "My Eloah hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouths, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt." Psalm 34:7 reads, "The angel of Yahweh encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." Angels were also worshippers. "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." So there are a lot of myths about angels. Many believe that when we die, we become angels. This simply isn't true. If you look in 1 Corinthians 6:3, we read, "Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?" So angels are judged just like any man. And that's a classic picture. It's a common belief that angels float around on pillow clouds and play harps. It is. And this isn't factually based. Most of the time, angels operate in the spiritual realm. And when they do operate in the physical realm, they often say, "Fear not." If we look in Daniel 5:6, we see a description that would cause fear in us. Daniel 5:6. "Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed with linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Upaz. His body was like that of beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire. And his arms and his feet were in color to polished brass. The voice of his words like the voice of a multitude." And a classic example, I'm sure none of the kids understand this, but I don't really understand it either. But I'm sure most people do. And another one. So while we don't really know what angels look like, and obviously all of these are artistic interpretations, if you look at the text alone, we see that if an angel were to appear to us, we might definitely find some comfort in their words, "Fear not." So who is the angel of Yahweh? There are many mentions of the angel of Yahweh in the Bible. Let's first break down this term to delve deep into what it really means. Angel comes from the Hebrew word malak and literally translates as messenger. The word "of" is not in the Hebrew text, so the real word would be Malak Yahweh, also known as Messenger Yahweh. So who is this angel of Yahweh? There are many references in Scripture about humans having interaction with the angel of Yahweh, but we know that Yahshua said in John 6:46, "No one has seen the Father except one who is from Elohim. Only he has seen the Father." So clearly the angel of Yahweh is not the Father. Whomever the angel is, he has the authority to operate in the name of Yahweh. Moses encountered the angel of Yahweh in the burning bush. So clearly, the angel of Yahweh is not human. So We could do 100 sermons on who the angel of Yahweh is, but for time's sake, let's cut to the chase. Based on the evidence that Yahshua presented, the Malach Yahweh can only be one person, Yahshua himself. So today we learned just a little bit about angels. Obviously, there's so much more to be untangled in Scripture. I would encourage you guys to go do your own research on these mysterious beings. When you really get in deep, you find that angels are like superheroes. And superheroes are pretty groovy. Thank you.